40 years ago this month, on this program, host Noah Adams introduced a music story this way.
New music from a group said by some critics to be the best rock and roll band in the world. The band's name is The Clash. The record is London Calling.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling.
London Calling stood out from the punk rock of its time. It was political, knowing, and clever. Compact discs were still a few years away, so the album's 19 songs spilled over onto two vinyl discs. In 1980, journalist Greil Marcus described the album this way.
Rough, funny, expansive, takes in many different styles, and yet is always instantly recognizable as The Clash. There's a wonderful sense that life is a struggle, and that the struggle justifies itself, that only when you're in touch with a sense of struggle are you in touch with, let's say, humor, delight, pain, suffering, anger, whatever. It's a very coherent record, and it sounds just great.
After 40 years, we asked Marcus back to tell us if he stands by that positive review.
I wouldn't change anything. And The Clash from the beginning presented themselves as a revolutionary band and take the most minor provocations or insults or humiliations and make statements about them through their music, pump them up with emotion and fear and a sense of jeopardy and a sense of defiance, that created songs that made the people listening to them feel bigger, as if they were living in a bigger world where nothing was trivial.
Spanish songs in Andalusia, the shooting sights in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the Vendana open, Frederico Lockers, dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall, the black car, the guardian of the beer.
This album is just drenched in history. This is a great work. It's bottomless. It doesn't wear out. For people to have made a record that can not only take you back to the time that it was made, but can rewrite your own time when you're listening to it, that's a great thing. They could look back and say, I did something. I was there. It won't be forgotten. The proof is in the vinyl. They put something in the world that will always be there. When I first heard it, my feeling was, this is just an enormous challenge to the world, and particularly to the United States, to listeners in America, saying, are you going to get this? Are you going to pay attention? There's a wonderful line at the end of the song. You know what they were saying? Well, some of it was true.
And you know what they said? Well, some of it was true.
And that sense of, I've been fighting off paranoia my whole life, and now I can't do it anymore because all of these awful fantasies that I've had, that I've heard, they're coming true. I can't believe it, but it's really happening. And that's both hilarious and terrifying. That is the hook of that song, the hook that goes right into your heart, and you can't pull it out, and you don't even want to, because you get such a sense of truth. You know what they were saying? Well, some of it was true.
Greil Marcus re-reviewing the album London Calling. The Clash released it in the U.S. in January 1980. Marcus's next book comes out in April. It's called Under the Red, White, and Blue: Patriotism, Disenchantment, and the Stubborn Myth of the Great Gatsby.